number 25 from June 2011, Building Trust. In the movie Forrest Gump, the protagonist, Forrest Gump, is telling his story to a stranger at the bus stop. He says, "My mama always told me that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." I believe that statement has a lot of truth in it. For example, I know that buying cows every spring is like a box of chocolates because I certainly never know what I'll end up with. I am at the whim of the current price of cows and how many cows there are available that day and what kind of cows someone might be trying to get rid of. Will I be buying somebody else's trouble? I try to spend time back in the pens before I buy so that I won't make terrible purchases. I watch the veterinarian pregnancy check the cows. I spend time watching the cows to check for health problems, and I try to get some idea of their disposition by watching them move and interact. However, every year I seem to end up with at least one cow that is on the wild side. Every spring there is at least one cow that has her ears up as soon as I walk into the pasture, and she's running for the far side of the field, trying to get as far away as possible. Last year I managed to get one dehorned Texas Longhorn cow that wanted to kill me, and that was a bit unnerving. Maybe she was just mad because they took her big horns off and she felt naked without them. All I know is that every time I would get within about 40 feet of her and her calf, she would put her head down and run straight at me. I never stuck around to see exactly what would happen, but I don't think that her intentions were good. This year, I just have one black cow that is scared and a little wild, and I count myself lucky after last year's running with the cows experience. But I have been working with her, and she has tamed down a lot. She still watches me closely, but does not flee as I come near. It makes me wonder what kind of growing up experience she had. Was she neglected by her mother? Was her farmer abusive to her? Maybe she's just genetically high-strung and fearful. I have a technique that I use to build relationship with these wary cows. I begin by walking out into the pasture as close as I can until they start to move away. Then I walk away from them until they stop moving. I stand still for a minute and then move toward them again until they get their ears up ready to move. Next, I sit down in the grass or lie down in the grass. The baby calves become curious since I am not near as threatening in the prone position. They begin to take steps towards me, and I am absolutely still. They usually get close enough to give my boots a little lick and then move back a step. Their cows then come up to see what their babies are up to. The tamer cows set an example to the wild one, and that maybe I am not harmful to them and they can be at ease. I have always maintained that watching cows has taught me a lot about people, and this fear factor is a good example. Since we now live in the post-Christian age, have you noticed how wary people get when you mention something about your faith or your religion or your church? You can almost see their ears go up in the air as they start heading for the other side of the room. The approach we have towards people does make a big difference. If people get the sense that we are going to do something to them or want something from them, they turn and run. The Christian church is now viewed as boring at best and dangerous at worst, and evangelism is a dirty word to the unchurched. Our approach needs to be slow and easy. We may have to let folks get used to us for a while until they see that we are not there to harm them or take something away from them. They need to see that we are there to give and not take. We are there to give comfort when needed, help when asked for, and give joy when unexpected. We cannot run at people and herd them into church, or they will scatter like wild cows. We can gain their trust, however, and build relationship. My father always told me that it is far easier to lead cattle than to drive them.